Today in history, head of the Bob Goff devotion. This is the day I remember it, 1973. Marlon Brando refused an Oscar for his performance in The Godfather as a gesture of support for the Indians occupying the Wounded Knee Reservation in South Dakota. I was a kid. I was not even 9 years old yet. I don't think I was up for that part of the Oscars, which was a much bigger deal then than it seems to be today. But, you know, you hear the reports. My ear was attuned to the news, and the guy who got Best Actor refused to go up and receive his award. 1989, 16 years later, Sports Illustrated exposed Pete Rose's gambling activities on this day. The eventual investigation led to Rose's banishment from baseball. And yes, Charlie Hustle still not in the Hall of Fame, even though he's Major League Baseball's all-time hits leader. As well, today, this is the day in 1997 in Nashville that Dexter King, son of Martin Luther King Jr., met with James Earl Ray, who was in prison for assassinating the civil rights leader.
I just want to ask you, for the record, did you kill my father?
No, I didn't.
Dexter King told Ray, "I believe you and my family believes you." The King family urged a new trial for Ray that never happened as he died in 1998. And our morning devotion from Bob Goff's terrific book, Live in Grace, Walk in Love, for March 27th is, labels are helpful for groceries, not people. Matthew 12:18, it says, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight." Goff says, when a trial lawyer is picking a jury, there's not a lot of information to go on. How people dress, the inflection of their voices, the look on their faces, how they sit in a chair. It's not much, but that's what they use to figure people out. Goff says, we all do the same. Have you ever taken a sip of a drink expecting it to be one flavor, but it turns to be something else? If you're a diehard Coca-Cola fan, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes it's good to know what's inside the bottle before you drink it, and that's where labels come in. Goff says, labels give us a trustworthy starting point and help us batch the little details of our lives in useful ways. They help us adjust our expectations and find what we're looking for within the brackets of our desires. For instance, pizza equals cheesy, delicious, guilty pleasure. Kale is, he says, cardboard, disgusting, not food. Ice cream equals breakfast food, right? Yeah. He says, it's all well and good enough scrounging through the fridge. The trouble starts, though, when we do the same with people. Our minds want to kick into human label makers. Without realizing what we're doing, we can find ourselves running around putting stickers on all people we know and some we don't know. Lazy, nerdy, avoidable, charming, the funny guy, full of themselves, pretty, popular, will say no to promposal. Let me get that one. Labels can be helpful, but when we let other people decide who we are, that's when we need some adjustments. We can't be poured into convenient identity containers. We're people, after all. Each one of us expertly crafted to uniquely display aspects of immeasurable love. Goff says we can't stop other people from making judgments about us based on very little information, but we can pump the brakes when it comes to doing it ourselves. Let's stop giving control to other people to figure us out. Leave sizing people up to lawyers and undertakers. Don't let other people decide who you are. Perhaps one of the best ways to start is to rip off the stickers we've placed on other people ourselves. Today's question, whose voice is loudest when it comes to telling people who you are? What's different between their voice and God's? We mentioned Bill Gaither turning 90 tomorrow, and Keith remembering, he says, I went to a Gaither concert in 1980 at the Duluth Arena. They opened up with The King Is Coming. It was awesome. Keith says, it was the first time I actually got to take my wife, Vicky, got to talk to Vicky. We visited during intermission. He says she had told me later that she went home that night and told her dad that she met the guy she was going to marry. She was a prophetess. She called it right there. All right, 947 WWIB, and a little shift here. A lot of times we've taken this segment for many Fridays and kind of looked ahead to the weekend at birthdays and special events. Kind of shift that starting today, and hope to have some ongoing Friday, call them Film Friday conversations with our friend Andrea Polnasek in Chippewa Falls. Andrea is a treasure right here in the Chippewa Valley. She's an award-winning screenwriter and film producer. She's a social worker by day, but wears a lot of hats as a married mom of three, and helps out with her husband with the Touch Twice clinics that they've had in recently, even in Massachusetts and in Kentucky. And we're talking film with her, though, and she recently had a big announcement she made in Chippewa Falls. So we kick off our Film Friday discussion with Andrea Polnitz.
I'm excited to talk about film, especially on Friday, because it's the weekend and there's always lots of new fun movies that are coming out. But my announcement is that I have made a commitment that I would like to do a local production, film production, a movie a year for the next 10 years. And we want to start by featuring a Christmas movie right here in Chippewa Falls, highlighting the beauty of Chippewa Falls at Christmas time between Irvine Park, our tree lighting, the Bridge to Wonderland parade, the carriage rides from Liney's through the park. There's just so much beauty here at Christmas. And we're going to make a movie this fall for Christmas.
Yeah, that is really exciting. Now, you've made a Christmas movie before, but it was back in your home stomping grounds of Massachusetts.
It was. It's called Wish for Christmas. And we actually filmed in the town that I grew up in. We were in the high school that I went to, graduated from, and we were in my parents' church. My father is a pastor for 50 years at the Byfield Parish Church, and that is a very prominent landmark that's in that movie. It's a great movie. I highly recommend it. You can find it on Amazon, and it's a pure flicks film, but right now it's available on Amazon.
So again, at the kickoff for this that you had a few weeks ago that we covered here for WWIB at MyCon in Chippewa Falls, you talked about Chippewa Falls is it's a hallmark community already. Say more about that and how it lends itself so well. In fact, you actually directed kind of a production that people can go check out, right?
Yes, we actually did a little, I would call it a proof of concept short, filmed it in Irvine Park last December. And I just think I've lived here for 23 years. All three of my kids graduated from Chi High. And Chippewa itself is a character. So I love to think about Chippewa Falls like Stars Hollow and Gilmore Girls. And I just think that we are a hallmark town. We do holidays better than anyone I know. And we love parades. We still care for our neighbors. It's a real place that people can come and visit, but it also can be personified in the movies in just such a magical way. And so it was like, hey, we already live in a town that's a movie set. Let's start making movies here on a regular basis.
So if I go to ChippewaFallsMovie.com, would I be able to see the clip you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, the Christmas short is up there. We also have a trailer that kind of casts a vision for what it would look like for us to make multiple movies here in Chippewa Falls. And so everything that you need is at ChippewaFallsMovie.com.
And also, you are looking for people to be involved with you as you look to raise the funds for this initial Christmas movie. And then, as you say, a goal, a dream of 10 films in 10 years.
Yes. Yeah, we're at the first step, which is the development phase, which is raising the money. And so I am looking for corporate sponsorships. I'm looking for brand ambassadors. I'm looking for executive producers who would want to help fund the movie and get a little bit of extra behind the scenes chance to be with some of the stars and some VIP treatment. And you can see all of those ways that you can financially contribute to the movie at ChippewaFallsMovie.com.
All right. This is the first of our Film Friday conversations with Andrea. We've got a lot of different things we can talk about, but certainly this is one we'll talk a lot about this year. Again, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark. I'm excited for our conversations.
Well, it's Free Fuel Fridays. It is week number 2 out of 4. We are paying back what someone paid at the pump, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. Let's start someone's Friday off right with a fuel receipt tallying over $50. $50.66. Our next Free Fuel Friday's winner is Amber Sedevi from Cameron.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Well, congratulations, Amber from Cameron. We're going to be mailing you a check for $50.66. Thanks to Marquardt Motors. And friends, you could be our next Free Fuel Fridays winner. We are paying back those painful fuel receipts every Friday through April 10th with many more coming today. Go to WWIB.com/freefuel to submit your selfie from the gas pump or with your latest fuel receipt for a chance to win back what you paid. And someone at the end of the contest is getting $500 in gas. Enter now at WWIB.com/freefuel.
Hi, this is Sherry Tolke, and I chose Zach Williams' Less Like Me because every time I hear it, it just convicts me in the best way. The lyrics remind me of the grace and mercy that Jesus shows us, and the same grace and mercy that I'm called to extend to others. It brings me back to the heart of what it truly means to be a follower of Christ and how that should be reflected in the way that I live and treat those around me. I hope you vote for Less Like Me.
Your weekly headlines coming up shortly, but first, we had another CCM Song Showdown, Havel.
We did. Two great songs from two fantastic artists, Less Like Me from Zach Williams and Burn the Ships from Four King and Country, and we've got a winner.
And it is...
Four King and Country.
Joel and Luke moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Well played by Zach Williams. Again, it's harder and harder, and we're glad that we don't have to make these decisions. You all do. Thank you for the great participation this morning. It's almost 9 minutes before 8 o'clock, 26 degrees here on this beautiful Friday morning. Gorgeous sunrise. Caleb and Havel with you on the WIB Wake Up Show. Don't forget to become a Hope and Hoops partner. Today is the deadline. WWIB.com/hope. WWIB.com/hope. And some great incentives, including as part of that grand prize package, you could meet for King and Country at One Fest this year. Well, this is the time of the week when we get you caught up because it's been a busy week on everything you might have missed in terms of news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed fashion because we respect your time. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
A heat dome which smashed March temperature records in 14 states in the U.S. overall is expanding from the southwest eastward.
Yes, spring has sprung and apparently skipped straight to the surface of Mercury.
I guess.
Yes, the heat dome has smashed March temperature records throughout the United States, and it's now expanding.
So now we're doing March Madness a little differently here at the station. We're doing brackets on which state melts first.
Looking at you, Minnesota.
NASA just announced its $30 billion plan to establish a permanent lunar base.
It'll be just like Earth, but with no Starbucks.
Yeah, that was extra.
Scientists have researched what it would be like if humans were twice as intelligent.
Well, we'd have at least 27 more flavors of Doritos.
And that would be good.
A study found that bilinguals have faster brains.
Great. Now they've got two things to constantly brag about.
Uh-huh.
Well, spring is officially here.
I've been sneezing so much, I had to have my car mechanic put a second set of windshield wipers on the inside.
Useful.
And finally, astronomers found the closest black hole to Earth.
And it's full of lost socks.
Of course.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. WWIB coming up on quarter past 8, 27 degrees on this beautiful Friday morning. And great to have our friend Mike Rambo from Collective Arts. Mike, welcome back to WWIB. I know we have you in sometimes inside, sometimes outside when you've been helping out with our parking lot picnics. And you guys have a great event coming up very, very soon here.
Yeah, thanks, Caleb. Yeah, the event is called Rain. It's a praise concert that involves all three of the community projects from Collective Arts, which is Collective Dance, which my wife is the director for. That's for dancers ages 5 to 18, sometimes 3 to 18, depends on the season. And then we have our teenage group, the spring bands, which are auditioned for our teens. They focus on collaborative songwriting and recording. So they're going to be debuting the songs that they wrote.
Really?
For the spring run. And we'll be releasing their music after we get it cleaned up.
And the thing is, too, yeah. I think maybe folks hopefully are familiar with Collective Choir, but it's just been kind of like branching out with so many different areas of ministry through music and ministry outward to the community, but also inward ministry too, as you build into young lives.
Absolutely. And you know, music is a great way to experience each other, but also God's presence.
Yeah.
You know, and it says to encourage one another daily with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And so we kind of put that into practice with our missional arts community. Yeah. The choir is our third project, and they're kind of the flagship.
Sure.
You know, but they're going to be holding down the fort. We do all of our music live, so there's no tracks or anything, and we got just a killer band.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing some of our original music that's focused on the theme of rain, and then we have some other songs from other nationally acclaimed artists and gospel artists. So,
and again, it's a joy-filled concert. This is, again, no charge. Now, certainly, donations to the ministry are absolutely appreciated to be able to fund what you guys do. But again, you know, no cover charge to get in. And this is something that you were telling me off the air is kind of built for young families. And what a wonderful thing to be able to have families with young children come and praise and worship together. And it's not going to be hours and hours. It's set in a time limit, again, that will really fit that young family time schedule.
Our kids are teens right now, but we remember very distinctly, you know, when they were young and fidgety. And so we definitely try to keep the concert to an hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half. And then we end with cookies.
There you go. Concert and cookies.
Something to, and then during the cookie time, one of our students who started with us, Green Behind the Ears, he's going to be playing some songs from his upcoming album that he wrote and is releasing.
So a great chance to encourage him as well.
Yep, absolutely.
So again, where can people get more information about this as we recap the details? Because this is coming up very soon, again, coming up at Calvary Church. I don't know if we've mentioned that as well, Calvary Baptist Church, there, top of the hill.
Calvary's been great hosting these concerts for us. They have a big enough stage for us all to do it at the same time. So Calvary Baptist Church, tomorrow, it's 4 p.m. And you can find out more at caevents.org.
So again, CA Events Collective Arts. So a collective choir, collective dance. Again, CA Collective Arts, caevents.org. And 4 p.m., done by 5:30 p.m., concert, cookies, no charge. Again, donations. And if folks are way out of the area, but they say, this sounds cool, what you're doing, ministering to young people and through young people and into the community at caevents.org. They certainly can give online as well, too, if they would like to support what you're doing.
Absolutely. If you're stirred in your heart right now, and can't make the event, I mean, we invite you to just pour in, and it's fertile soil.
And again, you guys are a nonprofit, you know, tax-deductible giving as well, too, and folks can certainly support what you do, and I know you guys are very active in the community. And maybe before we let you go, is there a story or something where you could say, hey, this is how I've seen God working recently, whether it be in your life or in the life of somebody who's part of the jam or collective dance or collective choir?
Oh, absolutely. You know, music is a very vulnerable thing, especially when you're first learning. And God's love casts out fear.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we exercise, especially with our teenagers, that love, that safe to fail environment, but that is encouraging each other forward.
Yeah.
And so I've seen many teenagers, especially this time of year, as we round to third base in our year programming, They start to step out in boldness, and I see a fresh layer of confidence as they realize, this is a place where I can experience God's love. This is a place where I can exercise and operate. And I see them encouraging one another.
Yeah.
And so this is a real practical exercise of God's love, and we see that in many of the teenagers. Yeah.
Again, just highly encouraging people to check out CA for Collective Arts, caevents.org. Rain, the concert at 4 p.m. tomorrow at Calvary Church in Eau Claire. Absolutely free donations. Certainly welcome and encouraged if you're moved to support the ministry in that way. But again, no charge. And just, again, hour and 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes. And families with young people, absolutely encouraged. And I keep saying, one more thing. But I think sometimes we think that concerts, like, well, we must dress up and we must be stoic. That's not what you guys have here. So again, bring the little kids who might still squawk and weigh a little bit. Like, it's all joyful noise.
Yeah, apparently they, you know, praise has been perfected with the infants and the babes. And so we're preparing to praise God together.
Looking forward to that again tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Calvary. And cookies afterward as well, too. Find out more at CA for Collective Arts, caevents.org. That's caevents.org. Mike, always good to see you. Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you, Caleb.
The time for the best of the week here on WWIB, and we do it today in 2.5 minutes.
We've got a result between Jeremy Camp, No Survivors, and The Rock by Forrest Frank.
We have the biggest upset so far as the seeding. Jeremy Camp, a 14 seed, nominated by Mike and LaCrosse, moving on.
Hello, web listeners.
We are the Garrett family.
Why we chose Toby Mac?
We chose Toby Mac because the songs are catchy.
We like his songs because they are mean. Lyrics.
And we enjoyed seeing him in concert as a family.
Thank you for voting for Toby Mac and his song, Little Church.
Toby Mac by 5 votes. It got close, but Toby Mac pulls it out and moves on to the second round. So one of our defending champions from previous years, he is moving into the second round, well fought by Ben Fuller. Let's start someone's Friday off right with a fuel receipt tallying over $50. $50.66. Our next Free Fuel Friday's winner is Amber Sedevi from Cameron.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors.
Phil Wickham.
Phil Wickham, congratulations. The song Battle Belongs. I believe it was about 5 votes that made the difference here today. So another tight one. Ann Wilson, well played. But Phil Wickham moving on.
So some pretty exciting news greeting us this morning, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. So popping up on my social media, I was working out and saw afterward Peter Jackson, who famously directed Lord of the Rings. And he was talking about, what's it called, Finding Gollum, a new movie that Andy Serkis, who played Gollum, is not only being Gollum, but also is directing that. And I was like, I had no idea. I completely missed that. There's a Lord of the Rings movie coming out. Well, then he continued on. And there was even more good news if you're an LOTR fan.
Yes, a new Lord of the Rings movie is being developed by Stephen Colbert along with Peter Jackson.
So, this is titled The Lord of the Rings, Shadows of the Past.
That's right. The plot of this movie comes from chapters of The Fellowship of the Ring that didn't make it into Peter Jackson's 2001 adaptation.
Dusty Bibles, Josiah Queen, the winner. No repeat champion, no back-to-back champion. Mercy Me, last year's title winner is dropped by Josiah Queen.
We've got a winner.
And it is...
For King and Country.
Joel and Luke moving on. The best of the week. Thanks for putting it together. As always, have one. My goodness, a lot that went on this week.
Exactly. Two more second-round matchups in our CCM Song Showdown coming up Monday and Tuesday, and then onto the semis.